Are we on? Oh, wow. That's big time. Morning, how y'all doing? A bunch of you left for Oakland already, I guess, huh? I'm ready if you are. Keep brief quiet out there.
How do you evaluate Teddy through 8 games this season?
You know, we're 6-2, and that's, to me, the evaluation that matters. I think Teddy's had a lot to do with that record. I think he's an opportunistic guy. I think he's making very few negative plays. He's not making plays that cost us games. And obviously in the most critical situations, when we've been behind, whether it be in the third, early in fourth quarter or late in the fourth quarter, he's put together drives. He's put together plays that have given us a chance to win. You know, we're still, as Coach says, we're still growing in the passing game. And when you're not having the kind of success you want or having the kind of numbers you want, it obviously goes back to the quarterback. But for us to continue to get better in the passing game, as Coach Zimmer says, we got to do all the little things in all areas, whether it be protection, route running, getting the right plays called at the right time, all those things.
Have you ever seen with a quarterback that after they take a hit like he did last week, they get gun-shy and try to make plays with their legs?
No. I think guys grow up knowing how to play, and I don't think that changes based on one play.
Coach Zimmer talked a little bit the other day about Teddy kind of needing to take the mentality he has late in games towards the overall course of the game.
We talk a lot about that, and the things Coach Zimmer talks to you about, he and I talk a lot about. You just got to, you know, again, go back through the 8 games we've played as we were asked about it. And our first 2 road games, we took 7 sacks in both games. We struggled to protect. We struggled to get the ball out. There were a number of things. So I think we learned from those games. And I think we're doing the things we need to do to win. And I think the plays Coach Zimmer is talking about will come. And we've had some opportunities we've not made. But when you're playing the game the way we're playing, you don't get the luxury of running a play and you don't make a play and then saying, okay, then we're going to come back to it in 3 plays, because in 3 plays we're probably giving the ball to Adrian. So having Adrian is a big bonus for our offensive team, but it does make at times the quarterback position a little more difficult because you don't get as many chances. I think Teddy's making the most of the chances he's getting, and we're going to continue to get more consistent and better, so when we have opportunities to make big plays, we'll do it.
Obviously, Adrian helps you win, and obviously Adrian does a lot of things for you, but did it get to a point at all where you need to be able to lean on Teddy a little more for him to develop?
Well, we leaned on him pretty good in that fourth quarter in Chicago. And, you know, I think there's 4 or 5 times in the second half this year when we've been behind or tied where we've driven for a touchdown. And the games are different. And I always tell guys, I don't care if the score is 10-7 and it's in the fourth quarter, or it's 38-35 and it's in the fourth quarter. It's the same deal. You got to find a way to go make plays to help you win. And we're lucky. I mean, we're fortunate right now, and it's for good reason. We're awfully good on defense. We've played some teams that have struggled to move the ball against us. I think we've contributed to that because we run the ball. We play the field position game as well as any team I've been around a long time. The combination of running the ball, getting first downs, punting the ball down in there. Our special teams are playing great. Other teams' offenses don't start in very good field position against us.
Why do you think the production hasn't been there for Mike Wallace?
Pardon me?
Why do you think the production hasn't been there
We haven't given them enough opportunities. That's what I'm talking about. I looked at the production that the Pittsburgh guys had. They threw the ball 50 times. We're throwing the ball 24 times. So Mike is we've been close on a couple of plays. He's been running free 3 or 4 times where either protection or the play didn't take it to him. I think his production will go up when we need it to.
What impact does he have beyond the box score that we might not see?
The production is the effect you have on a game, but people are aware of him, and it's shocking. Two or three of the long runs that Adrian's had this year, they've been playing cover two. It happened in Detroit. It happened 2 weeks ago against Chicago. They're doubling our two outside receivers. And some people say, well, why would you do that? Well, we have made enough plays where people are aware of it and they don't want to give up big plays in the passing game. And, they're kind of rolling the dice playing coverage. We ran the ball, and I think in Chicago it was a 20-yard run. Obviously, in Detroit it was a 75-yard run.
Charles Johnson has kind of gotten himself back involved here in the last couple of weeks now. How has he handled his role changing a little bit beyond?
I think he's been outstanding. It's not easy for any of these guys. They all want to play. They want to be the starters. But he got hurt, and obviously Diggs has had great production. His tie, if we tell him your time's going to come, he made a big play in Chicago. He had a big catch last week on one of our touchdown drives. So I just keep telling these guys, no matter who you are, we got six receivers dressed, and they all got to be ready to play.
You guys have used the shotgun less since the bye week. Is that just a product of the game flow, or is that a little bit of a philosophical shift?
It's been the games we've been in. Early in the year, I think we were in some games where we were in the gun more and threw it. Against St. Louis with their edge rushers, their defensive people, I don't know that was in our best interest being shotgun.
Thanks.